How do we know when it's time for a change? Once we know how easy it is to create and embrace turning points, the question becomes, how do we know when it's time for one? I'm asked this question often. In addition to the many times I've answered it in various forms for other people, I've also had to answer it for myself. And while it's a good question to ask, it's one that's not always easy to answer. The reason is because it's usually about relationships. Whether we're assessing our job, our family, our romantic partner in life, or a belief system that we've held dear, the need for a change is almost always tied to the most intimate relationships in our lives. In the following story, while the name of my friend has been changed to honor his privacy, the details can help us all understand the key to making big choices in our lives and knowing when it's necessary or advantageous to create a turning point. Working as an engineer in the aerospace industry during the Cold War years of the 1980s, I had the opportunity to see firsthand the effects of job stress on my coworkers, their families, and their relationships. The long hours in the office, followed by days and sometimes weeks of travel to install software on Air Force computers around the country, definitely did not add up to a regular 9-to-5 kind of job. It was commonplace for the team of men and women I work with to show up at a computer facility and find that sleeping cots, blankets, and endless amounts of coffee and the menus for order-in meals were already waiting for us when we arrived. It took only one of these installations for me to discover why. Once our credentials were cleared and we were locked into the security of a computer vault, no one could leave until the new software was installed, debugged, up and running. Sometimes the job was complete in a matter of hours. Sometimes the job took weeks. Under such conditions, it doesn't take much effort to imagine the stress that these work environments created for individuals, marriages, and families. It was during one of these on-site installations that a coworker discovered his wife could no longer deal with his long hours away from home and days with no communication. During a dinner break that we took together one evening, Gary, which is not his real name, confided to me that the most important relationship in his life, his marriage, was in trouble. Quickly, the conversation revealed that the problems he and his wife were having were not just because of the long hours. Rather, the long hours were a catalyst that had pushed the deeper issues of an already strained marriage to the brink of collapse. Looking at me from across the table, piled high with carryout boxes and fortune cookie wrappers from days of Chinese food, Gary asked the one question I'd hoped he wouldn't, because I knew I couldn't answer it. "What should I do?" he said. It was a tough question for me because I knew both he and his wife as friends. I also knew that regardless of what I heard from him in the course of our conversation that evening, there was only one truth that I could be absolutely certain of. Only Gary and his wife could know everything needed to answer his question. Only they knew what had happened between them. Only they knew the nuances of the conversations, the promises, and the trusts that had been forged and then broken leading up to our conversation. I shared my insight, thinking that doing so would end the conversation, but it didn't. Chuckling at a fortune cookie message that he refused to let me see, Gary looked up and asked another question that I was much more comfortable answering. "What would you do if you were me? Would you try to work things out, or would you leave the marriage?" he asked. "Wow," I said, "that's not an easy question. I can't possibly tell you what I'd do. I couldn't know until I was in the moment of the decision. But what I can tell you is how I'd make my decision. I can share the questions I'd ask myself to get clear and find out what it is that's true for me." I knew that my answer wasn't what Gary was hoping for, but I also knew he was curious. After all, he was an engineer. His job was to discover what it takes to make things work. I assumed that his curiosity applied to his marriage as well. "Well, I guess I'll have to settle for that," he said, sitting up in his chair. "So, what is it? How would you make the decision?" he asked. What came next was very comfortable for me to offer. The reason is because I was sharing with my friend the same questions, the same criteria for decision-making that I'd already asked myself to use countless times in my life. Three questions always help me to get clearer on what I'm experiencing, to know what possibilities exist, and to recognize what my options are in my situation, from romance and marriage to jobs and family. These three questions have never failed me. I'm describing them here because I believe they may help you as well with the big decisions you make in your life, especially knowing when it's time for a change. It's common for the outcome of these questions to become a turning point unto themselves. In true engineer form, I reached for a pen from my jacket pocket and a scrap of paper. I scribbled the questions and reached across the table to hand them to Gary. My only instructions were that he answer each question honestly. The three questions that I described to Gary were the following. Number one, am I happy in this relationship? While there are always exceptions, most of our choices are about our relationship. Our relationship doesn't have to be with another person, however. It can be with ourselves and linked to a job, a way of life, a diet, or even a habit. Once this question is clearly stated, the answer generally pops into our heads immediately. Our job is to honor ourselves by truthfully acknowledging the reality of what that answer reveals. Number two, is this relationship a healthy relationship? This question may be the simplest to answer because you already know the answer. For example, do you medicate the stressful symptoms such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, chronic rash, and even a weakened immune system, each of which has been linked to the unresolved emotions of frustration, anger, resentment, and hurt in relationships? Do you find yourself searching for diversions, such as excessive amounts of food, alcohol, games, or other relationships, to help you avoid the person or the place with which you're not happy? And the third question, is it likely that things will improve? This question is probably the most difficult of the three to answer. And you cannot know the answer if you have not already tried to make the changes. Have you had an honest and direct sharing with your supervisor, your coworker, family member, intimate partner, or yourself about what it is that's not working for you? Have you sought objective and professional insights from therapy, counseling, or coaching? Once you have the answer to these three questions, the next step is where the real work begins. If you've answered two of the three questions with a no, then it tells you that it's probably time for a change in your life. And while I'm not suggesting that you hinge the future of your marriage or the fate of the human species upon your answers, I am suggesting that they are invaluable tools to help you know how to make some of the biggest decisions you will ever make. For example, I've lost track of how many times, in the face of a difficult situation, I've asked myself if I'm dealing with a temporary speed bump of difficulty on the road of life, or if the road I'm on, the situation, the job, the relationship, diet, or the habit that's causing me the problems, is turned into a brand new highway, taking me somewhere I don't want to go. The three questions in the list I just described have helped me to know the answer. And it's these questions that help Gary make his choice as well. Interestingly, in Gary's case, although he chose to work things out with his wife, while we were away installing software, his wife made a different choice. When Gary returned to his home, his wife was gone. His children were gone. His furniture was gone. His dogs were gone. Gary was left to deal with a very different world from the one he had known only a week earlier. The outcome of Gary's experience brings up an important point when we're considering a change in our relationships. It's simply this. When we're moved to examine our relationships, it's often because we intuitively know the answer to our questions already. The longer we delay in making choices for ourselves, the fewer options we have, as the range of possibilities is narrowed by the choices that other people make.